I'm Tim Bulwary, and welcome back to Southwest Kansas Focus as we continue along on this Sunday morning. And now Roger Proffitt, he's the Foundation Director at Dodge City Community College. He's going to be discussing an interesting thing that they're doing there right now with in the works is a student activity center, which will be a monolithic dome. We'll tell you why it's being designed that way, and also tied in with an auction that they'll have as a fundraising event coming up next Saturday night. Here's Roger Proffitt, Foundation Director, Dodge City Community College on Southwest Kansas Focus.
It's a monolithic dome. We're calling it a community activity center because everybody in town, including our students and the community, will be able to utilize it. What it is a tornado shelter disguised as an activity center. If anybody's been to Fowler and looked at their monolithic dome, what they did is they built a gymnasium from a monolithic dome, and now it's a tornado shelter, and they can also use it for basketball games and student activities. That's our intentions too. When I first got here, I did interviews with some students, and their comment was there wasn't anything to do on campus. We don't have a real active intramural program. We came up with this idea. We came up with the monolithic dome because it's a FEMA approved tornado shelter. We have received a FEMA grant for about $500,000 that'll go towards the construction. And we've also raised about $1 million locally that'll go towards this. Now, to get it off and built, we're going to go to the county. We're asking to issue industrial revenue bonds. That will be done at the end of the year. We hope to break ground right after the first of the year and get this started. Most of the money that has been donated is through pledges that'll last anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Industrial revenue bonds will get us to build it. We think it'll take about a year to build, maybe 14 months. But we'll use the donations to pay off the industrial revenue bonds.
What will this mean for the college when it's all built?
We really don't know. We know it's going to be very positive. We'll be the only community college that'll have a facility like this in the state of Kansas. We think it'll be huge for student recruitment. We're now starting to put together brochures, and we're starting to recruit students to come in here to show them that if they start school here now, they'll be able to utilize it within the 2 years that they're here. Our student population is around 2,000 students. We think this could easily increase it by another 1,000 students within the next 2 years. We think it'll be a game changer. We think it'll be huge, and not only for the college, but for the whole community. This will be really unique. We'll be able to play intramurals in here. We'll have an upstairs walking track. We'll have a snack bar upstairs. We'll play all of our Dodge City Community College men's basketball and women's basketball games in it. We'll be able to play our women's volleyball games. There'll be aerobics rooms. There'll be a wellness center. This will be where kids want to hang out. They'll want to, you know, kids love to see and be seen. So we think this will be a huge advantage to us.
Talking with Roger Proffitt, he is the Foundation Director at Dodge City Community College, talking about the Activity Center that's on the drawing board right now for the college. And it's tied in with your fundraising efforts is an auction coming up. It's the auction dinner, which will be on Saturday, October 26th at the Western State Bank Expo Center. The doors open at 6 o'clock. What does this auction mean to you in terms of raising that money that you need?
Well, this isn't anything new. This will be our 19th auction. So this has been going on here for quite a while. This is the first year that the foundation's been involved in the auction. It's always been a booster club alumni scholarship auction. Well, they wanted some help since the foundation is growing here and we have full-time staff, so now it's a booster club foundation scholarship auction. The community has always been very generous in giving us things to auction off. There'll be a silent auction with smaller items, and there'll be a live auction with larger items. I know G&G Auto is donating a car to be auctioned off. We have Nuggets tickets, Denver Nuggets. We have tickets for the Thunder out of Oklahoma City. We have Dallas Cowboys tickets. We have KU basketball tickets. I mean, the numbers just go on and on and on. We have lots of really nice items. Plus, for the price of admission, you also get a prime rib dinner fixed by Great Western Dining, which is our food service vendor.
Sounds like a lot of exciting things for this fundraising auction. I know that it means a lot for you. Now, how much are you going to need to still raise considering what you're asking from the county and from all these other revenue bonds that you already have?
We have a steering committee that I formed a little over a year ago. We're hoping to raise over $5 million to go towards the financing of the dome, to go towards paying it off. So we're already a good ways there. We've raised $1.5 million. And until we really break ground and know that this is going to happen, we do now know, because we're working to get the industrial revenue bonds and the board has approved this structure. So now we'll be more aggressive in going out to the public and asking them to make donations.
Roger Proffitt, Foundation Director at Dodge City Community College, thanks for joining us today.